Welcome to eClad Chat. eClad Chat. Streaming live to you from eClad's hidden gem in Midtown Manhattan. eClad Chat is down-to-earth broadcasting on big city events and the events industry, as well as fashion, jewelry, accessories, and lifestyle coverage in an intimate NYC way. Join us each and every Wednesday with host Casey Benane as we chat up industry happenings, industry news, and perform live interviews with industry talents here on Blog Talk Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Interested in contacting us or interested in attending one of our live shows? Email us at y-cladchat@y-clad.com. eClad Chat begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hello everyone, I'm Casey Benane and welcome to eClad Chat, where we chat up big city events, fill you in on industry news, keep you in the know with fashion and style with a focus on jewels and accessories, touch on lifestyle education, and keep you abreast of industry content and information that will develop both your personal and professional lives. Today, we have a great show. We have Ask Shetanya show. I don't know why I jumped into that because that's not what I'm supposed to jump into. My husband's confusing me. But anyway, I'm going to just keep flowing. And I'm going to say, so today's show is part of our monthly series, Ask Shetanya. And before we go into that, I am going to introduce Kaylin Burke, who is my co-host, and Shetanya Ami, who is our co-host guest for today.
So before we get started with our Ask Shetanya segment, we have a new hidden gem promotion for this month. It's now January, and this promotion is super cool. It's kind of an incentive program. So eClad's Hidden Gem is offering event planners, PR, and event professionals a 10% commission. Yeah. And so if you send a client our way and they rent the venue, you get 10%, which is awesome.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, let everyone know about eClad's Hidden Gem, and you can end up getting a payment for yourself. So not many venues offer that, so that's a great opportunity.
Yep, quick payday.
Exactly. And then if you missed last week's eClad chat, we had Anita Chovich from AnastasiaDate.com and AsiaDate.com, and she's kind of a dating expert, so she told us all about, you know, online dating, how we can create a good dating profile, and how to find our matches, which is really cool. So we talked about, you know, the benefits of online dating since AnastasiaDate.com and AsiaDate.com are international websites. Yeah. So AnastasiaDate was the Europe version and AsiaDate was for Asia. So it kind of was all about meeting people from all over the world and making those connections. So the show's available on Blog Talk Radio right now, and it's super fun. So you can listen to it there and all of our past shows as well. And email us at eclad.com if you want to just talk to us or let us know your thoughts or, you know, any shows you want to see coming up in the future too.
Yeah, suggestions. We're all open. We're open to
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Okay, so a quick reminder. We are, well, actually, no, that is not a reminder because we're not live today. So we shall not be answering any calls because there is no line to pick up.
But we can answer.
We can answer. Yes, we can. We can answer all you Periscope viewers. If you have any questions or suggestions or anything, that any kind of input that you want to you know, provide to us, we're open and we're available to listen. Okay, so today begins our first Ask Shetanya show, the first series for the year. Yeah. Holy smokes. Last year it was, last year was just a month ago, not even a week ago.
Eight days ago.
Thank God. When this airs, it'll be what? It'll be roughly 2 weeks,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, like 16 days.
Okay, so, you know, generally, we love this series because we get to have lots of fun. Generally, you know, our shows are kind of a little bit serious because it's business news. I mean, even though we talk about fashion style and fashion events and lifestyle news and stuff, but it's usually very
colorful.
No.
It's a very
informative. You, it's colorful. Yeah, it's informative more than anything.
Oh,
but
yeah.
When you're on, then it's colorful.
Exactly.
I bring the pink.
There you go. So we're going to just jump right into the show, and hopefully we'll just have a great time with it and just, you know, oh, also Periscope, and also listeners, although the show is not live, look forward to our challenge. So we've decided that we're going to have this challenge called Hit the Kwan Challenge. Now, I just want to say, I'm going to preface this with, neither Kaylin or myself have ever heard about this song until recently.
What is a Kwan We do not know.
So the only hip person within this group is Shatanya, right?
See, I came to bring it. What they did not know about me, I'm competitive. I love to
compete. Love to hit the clock.
And I love to dance. So I came very ready. I'm like, I got my bring it on. I got my dance moves ready. I got my outfit ready. I'm ready to challenge.
Yeah.
So,
as you can see, Shatanya is taking this challenge very seriously. I am too, and I believe Kaylin is too. On some level, we're going to. I feel like I'm going to win this challenge. But anyway, let me just tell you a little bit more about it.
See? That's why I brought my egg in.
Okay, so although I cannot dance, I have very limited moves, and I've not heard the song before, I challenge these ladies to, this war on dance, and I profess that I will win. And so what we're asking is that you viewers will, not just the viewers, but, our social media forums and stuff like that can kind of chime in and say who the best dancer is. And then also we would love for you guys to send us your version of Hit the Kwan. Right. And what we're thinking of doing is each one of us will pick a favorite piece, a jewel, jewel from eclad.com. And then whoever we choose, whoever is chosen as the winner out of the group, that favorite piece will be awarded to the winner of the video of the, month.
So you better bring your A game.
Yeah.
You're going to have to hit the Kwan if you want to win that piece.
So I'm going to give it up to the girls. I mean, I guess we'll start with Shatanya. Let her give her a little, why she will win this challenge. And then we'll go over to Kaylin and she'll tell us why.
Now I feel like I'm at a Vegas fight. I'm going to win because, I think I may win because I do love dancing. I do I like to hit the Kwan, even though I found out about Hit the Kwan maybe 2 days ago. So I've been hitting.
I thought you knew it already.
No, I've seen little kids do it. I've seen them do it. I'm like, what's that? Because I've gotten up in age. So now, I go to my godchildren and I ask them, what's this? And I see little kids. So on New Year's, I was at a New Year's Eve party and I saw little kids doing it, but I didn't know what it was. Until you said, hit the Kwan. And then when I was like, that's what they were doing. So, because I was like, show me that dance. But, so then I've been doing my research. So now I'm going to be a beast. I'm going to
hit the Kwan. Okay. Yes. We'll see. Okay, Kaylin.
Oh, gosh. Well, I was up practicing all night last night. So let me just say that. My sister coached me, so I had an outside coach.
That's cheating.
That's not cheating. She got coaches.
That's not cheating.
She's our coach.
She's just a family member, not a serious coach. Mm-hmm. You got to see if you're hitting the Kwan right, because I don't know what this Kwan is.
She's probably Paula Abdul.
So, I need someone to help me with this. Sure. Also, I am being a very good sport participating in this. So, you challenged us. I was, a little hesitant. But
okay.
I'm trying my best. So we'll see what happens.
And she'll probably be the one to win.
The win, right?
Because she has coaching and she's practicing. And I keep forgetting stuff, so just let's watch our progress.
Yeah.
Right. And so we will we'll put the video together and we'll put it out there so you guys can see, and then you guys get to vote on who hit the Kwan the best. And then we'd love to see your videos to see which one, if you guys hit the Kwan the best. And then, of course, there's a prize at the end. So it's just a challenge to get people up and fit and, just excited about being active. So we just thought this would be a great and fun way to sort of do that. Mm-hmm. So, I hope everybody joins in. So we'll just go right into our show for today. Okay, so I guess before we, even start with the topics and, topics that we've kind of put together for today's show, tell us any great things or any anticipated things that you have coming up for the new year?
Okay.
I know last year you were involved in so much, ending really, really, really on a high note with the Victoria's Secret show and stuff. So
right.
I was just wondering, is there anything maybe coming up that you can tell us about? Maybe you might not be able to, but.
Well, yeah. So this year is just going to me, I feel like it's going to be so much better. Working with, doing things for the Oscars, the Grammys. Going to LA for award season, and that is my mission. Just
awesome.
And then my new I started a new company as a creative director, so I produce photo shoots, fashion shows, and things like that. Although I always produce fashion shows, but now I'm doing something more on my own.
Oh, nice.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, so it's just that's my baby that I just created, Shetanya Ami Productions, just producing shows and being a creative director and coming in and just taking a person's vision or giving them a vision if they don't have a vision, just creating the whole gist of, you know, of their idea. Like if you have a clothing line and you want to, you know, market your clothing line and you need a photo shoot or a lookbook or whatever, I get you your photographer, hair, makeup, model. I come up with the vision. I see, you know, I come up with the whole idea of your, you know, for your brand and help you market it. So we'll help you get the vision part of the to market it or whatever. So that's my new project that I'm working on. And it's really going well so far. And 2016 just started. So I'm like super, super excited doing that. And just a bunch of different things. It's going to be an amazing
year.
I can't wait to go to LA for the Grammys and the Oscars and things like that. And dress the celebrities and go to the Vanity Fair party. I can't wait. So.
Yeah. No, I died. Congratulations.
Thank you.
A, and then B, you know what? It just sounds like it's just an amazing beginning to, you know, what hopefully for all of us will
exactly.
be an exciting and, you know, prosperous
exactly.
and amazing new year.
Right. If you think it, believe it, it'll happen. It'll
Absolutely.
Manifest. That's my motto. That's my motto to success anyway.
Yeah.
Think it, believe it, write it down, it'll manifest. And, you know, and then the work comes after.
Yeah.
But the thoughts is the main start, the first start.
So clearly, you know, you have a lot of fashion experience, you know a lot about the fashion world. So, you know, for our Ask Shetanya segment, we always bring up some different things that are happening in the fashion world to kind of gauge your opinion. Sometimes our listeners ask questions about, you know, what it's like to be a stylist. Mm-hmm. So we have a few questions for you about what is going on right now.
Okay.
So Casey, if you want to start with the huge news with Dolce & Gabbana, this is pretty big.
Okay.
Gabbana.
All right. So Dolce & Gabbana caused a stir on social media with the announcement of their new clothing line of hijabs. Abayas, I might be saying that one incorrectly, and head coverings. A lot of people are thinking the fashion company's decision to release a collection inspired by typical Muslim wear is suggesting that modesty is slowly becoming a trend in the fashion industry. I'm not sure which fashion industry they're referring to, but okay. And so a lot of bloggers are starting to follow the trend in their brands, such as Modely, which sells fashionable but modest clothing, which seems to be growing in popularity. Mm-hmm. So do you think the modesty trend will be a big thing in 2016, or do you think it'll be, you know, one of those fly-by-night things that here today, gone tomorrow?
It's like not a trend in general, you know what I mean?
I've not seen it.
Not be a trend.
You know what, because this is what I feel about that trend. I feel like it will probably last within the fashion it people. Mm-hmm. Like the people, like the real fashionistas, the people that's within fashion,
yeah.
like maybe PR people, designers, things like that. But I feel like with the, you know, the rest of the world, it may, some people may pick it up,
mm-hmm.
but it won't last. But you know what? It may last. But I don't feel like it's going to last. I would love for it to last because I think modesty should be a trend.
Yeah.
And you know, it's inspired by Muslim attire, and you know, that's how women should be. We should be more classy, more wrapped up. There's a lot of women who's basically naked nowadays.
Yeah.
Like clothes are barely there, and it's really disrespectful to ourselves to walk around dressed like that, like with nothing, just showing everything. So it's like the modesty trend, I hope that it sticks. I don't see it much sticking long with, you know, the general public,
mm-hmm.
but I definitely do see, I can see editors and celebrities and stuff like really gravitating to it. First of all, I think it's amazing, the head wraps, and then you can get so creative with the big shades.
I've seen really, really beautiful ones.
Yeah.
I mean, and not to mention the premise behind it, you
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? It's all great, but I just don't see it being, I agree with you, I don't see it being a long-lasting
and
trend.
It's so sad because if you think back, like when I like look at the vintage style, back in the 40s and the 50s, women were so classy and covered and they weren't bearing everything. That's why I guess Marilyn Monroe was considered so risque because
mm-hmm.
she bared a little bit more. And but you know, back then women wore gloves and they wore dresses and the whole look was complete and it was so amazing. And now you see people wearing basically like a pasty and nothing else and like these little bitty dresses and sheer, and it's just Instagram and everything is full of people with basically nothing on, showing their body parts, and it's just, they took away the lady.
Yeah.
And it's like, back in the day, there were ladies. And I hope that this trend will stick and women will become ladies again.
Or at least some medium. I mean, it may not necessarily have to be to that
to the extreme, right?
But, you know, I think modesty says a lot more than...
Thoughtism.
Thoughtism.
Exactly. Like, longer skirts are, like, really pretty.
I love long maxi skirts and maxi dresses.
And they're sexy. There's a sexiness to them,
it
right?
It is. A lot of men go crazy over maxi dresses. I have no idea why. But I mean, like, anytime I wear a maxi dress, that's when I get the most attention. I'm like, really? It's just a sundress.
Yeah.
But you do get a lot of attention because basically you're leaving something to the imagination. And this is what I suggest to the young girls of this new generation. Leave something to the imagination. If he can click on your page and see everything that you have to offer, there's nothing left. Like, you're wondering why he's not taking you out to dinner. He's not whining and dining you. He already seen everything he needed to see. He just needs to seal the deal. It's just like, wrap yourself up.
It's totally, I like agree too that it might be short term just because summer coming up, people will want to the crop tops, the short stuff.
Right.
I feel like it could last up until then, maybe.
Yeah. I feel like, probably February Fashion Week, you're probably going to see it a lot. You're probably like, if you go outside of Lincoln Center or wherever Fashion Week has ended up at,
I know. It's
confusing. Like all over the place. It used to be Bryant Park, and I loved it at Bryant Park. Mm-hmm. I didn't really like it at Lincoln Center, but now it's somewhere else. And wherever. But you're going to probably see it a lot during Fashion Week, you know, all the fashionistas, and that's when they come out. And Dolce & Gabbana, they, to me, never do wrong. I mean, the whole idea may offend some people, but... You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really pretty. We looked at the pieces early on. They are really pretty.
Yeah, gorgeous pieces.
Exactly. But speaking of fashion shows, there was a huge fashion show yesterday, and it was the CES Fashion Wear Show.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, we're pre-recording, so it happened yesterday, which is January 7th for us.
Okay. Yeah.
For you guys, it'll be a week behind, but it's still pretty exciting. They had a whole technology and fashion show.
Okay.
So they had 20 different outfits that all incorporated technology into the outfit. So some of the ones I saw, we looked at them earlier. One dress had fabric flowers that were deflecting the light and had like fiber optics in them. A lot of 3D printing on clothing. Mm-hmm. And some different dresses reacted to sound. I don't really know what that would do.
Interesting.
There's also a vest. It was called the Scotty vest, and it made its debut, and it has 30 pockets within it, and it can have a full-size laptop in there, so you can wear all your technology. And then there's also the Wonder Wolf, which is a bow tie for dogs, so it monitors their activity, lets the owner know what the dog is doing.
Okay.
There was a whole brand called Sensoria, which they have clothing that monitors your heart rate and kind of your blood pressure. And then the last one was just LED lights. A lot of different outfits just incorporated LED lights into them. So you walk around all lit up. So what do you think? You think the technology belongs in the actual clothing that we're wearing?
Fun. It reminds me of the 80s.
I think the electronics in the clothes, that's cute. Definitely cute for a show. But I really feel like, is that really functional? Like, okay, so if you get caught in the rain.
It could be.
What's
going to
happen?
You have two light bulbs, two flashlights. I'm
people
kidding.
Are going to be at the bus stop getting electrocuted. We're already tied to our technology too much. We're tied to our cell phones.
That's
tied to our laptops. So now you got a jacket that charges your laptop. You are really tied to your dog if you want him to wear an electric bow tie that tells you what's going on with him. That's just too much. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
They're doing too much.
Dogs should wear electronics.
Now you're giving the dog radiation issues, and now he has to go to the vet. Now that's a bigger bill for you. You got a jacket with 30 pockets. That's way too much. You don't need that many things going on. Like, that's, we already seem like, this generation, we're already, like, so consumed in our phones and our laptops and things like that. We don't know how to communicate. Our children don't know how to talk anymore. They're texting, they're stuck to their phones, they're stuck to their games. I've went places and all the kids are like,
yeah.
And it's like, what? They don't interact anymore. And then people walking down the street especially if you live in New York, it's a nightmare. You want to shoot people because they're like this, and then they crash into you, and they look at you like, what's going on?
Did you see me?
Yeah. No, because I didn't pop up on your phone. If I could pop up on your phone like, hey, I'm about to be crashing to you, then that would be different.
That would be a good invention. Yeah,
like, hey, watch out. But no.
Like a button you press and it pops up on their phone.
I just pop up on your screen. You're like, oh, what's going on? No, but yeah, the technology is cute. It's definitely cute, like with the LED lights and stuff like that. I remember I had LA Gears. I'm aging myself.
I did too.
My LA Gears that lit up and my LA Text that lit up. It's cute. Mm-hmm. And I had, oh my God, I had a boyfriend who had a hat that lit up and it drove me crazy.
Really?
It was
the look of the 80s though.
Yeah,
the
it LA was. Lights. His hat was lighting up and he used to say the stupidest things while I'm looking at him and his hat was lighting up. And I'm like,
oh,
I just want to slap you in that hat.
That's so
for lighting
funny.
Up. But yeah.
No, because you probably weren't part of the cool crowd. I wasn't either, actually. Let me know if I can go there. But I did have all... I'm having all kinds of things going on today. I did own a pair of LA Gears. Well, actually, I owned quite a few pairs of LA Gears mm-hmm. until Jordans took over.
Right.
Do you remember that
yeah.
era?
I remember that era.
But Jordans didn't light up. But the LA Gears did.
And the British Knights didn't light up, but I was a British Knight.
Yeah.
When MC Hammer did his comeback, I know I'm like going way back. Some of y'all are probably not even in it. Like, who is MC Hammer? MC Hammer, when he came with his, you know, when he was playing the British Knight commercial, that's what made me buy the British Knight.
Yeah.
I'm going away from the topic, but yeah.
Okay, so fashion trends that you've noticed coming into the new year.
I've noticed, and this was like leaving last year. This is a trend that I'm, like, super happy that I'm noticing because I'm such a frugalista. The fact that even celebrities are learning to incorporate inexpensive things along with your high-priced things. I've been saying this for the longest. I've been writing about it in magazines, writing about it on blogs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But people are really learning that you don't have to spend millions of dollars. Well, we don't have millions. Thousands or hundreds of dollars on, you know, pieces,
yeah.
you know, just because you're a celebrity. Like, Angela Simmons was just spotted wearing the Tamar collection. Now, I don't know if you know that Tamar Braxton has her own fashion collection. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. I love it. I have pieces by her, and it's so affordable. It's, you know, things like $39, $20, $15. The most you would spend on her site is maybe like $100 for something, and that could be like a shoe or something. But, you know, a lot of celebrities are incorporating more affordable things along with their fashion. So now you don't have to, I think that's more of a trend to be more economical with your fashion. Like, you don't have to, if you're wearing a pair of Giuseppe, you can go to Topshop and get a dress. You can go to Forever 21. You can go to H&M and it's not frowned upon. So save your money, save your coins, and that's the trend that I've noticed.
And it also becomes sort of like the highlight, you know, the talking piece of
your
outfit.
Exactly.
You know, you have a nice...
Because I'm so quick when someone says, oh, that's so cute, that's nice, what you got on? I'm like, yeah, and I only paid $20. But I'm just saying, that's what you know, you want to brag about how much you really paid instead of bragging about, yeah, I paid $5,000. You're stupid, but okay, whatever. That's a mortgage, but okay.
Yeah.
But I think that's the trend that I'm noticing. People are being more economical, becoming more of a frugalista in the new season. And it's great because like you have a lot of high-end designer brands, and then you have lower-end brands that basically kind of make the same thing. I mean, if you want to get an investment piece, then I'll say, okay, an investment piece that you know is going to last, a classic piece that's going to last throughout the years, that's going to stay in your wardrobe, that you know is never going to go out of style, then invest in it. You know, a Birkin bag or something that appreciates in value. Like, if you're going to get a designer bag, like a designer Chanel bag or Louis Vuitton bag, you can hold on to it and keep it in good condition because it becomes vintage after 30 years. And then you can always resell it and basically get your money back. It'll heighten in value as opposed to, you know, getting those Steve Maddens that everyone copied, and once it's done, it's done.
Yeah.
So that's my thing.
No, that's definitely a good trend. Like you said, the staples you can kind of spend more on, but like fill in your wardrobe with less expensive things.
Figure out what your steals and your splurges are. There's certain things to splurge on, like coats. I think is always you can always splurge on a coat because You wear it every day, and it takes a lot of wear and tear. And you can always keep it in mm-hmm. your closet, like whether you want to do a fur or whatever type of coat you want to get. You can invest in a coat because you're going to wear it a lot. But like with any trend, don't invest. Don't spend $2,000 on that trendy shoe because it's going to be gone and there's nothing that you can do with it. And if it's, even though it, you know, it may be Balenciaga or whatever, it's not going to be considered vintage because of the fact that it's a trendy piece. Yeah. So it's not going to revisit, you know, the times. So splurge on classic pieces. Splurge on things that you can get your money back in a few years, that you can pass down to your daughter or your granddaughter or whatever, a nice coat, a nice bag, a nice boot or something like that, that is a timeless piece.
Yeah.
So that's my suggestion.
No, I totally agree.
I do too.
And since you are a celebrity stylist, we kind of bring up a celebrity happening that has occurred recently. Mm-hmm. And so this time we want to talk about Channing Tatum on Lip Sync mm-hmm. Battle.
And that was funny.
He did Beyonce's Run the World song, and then Beyonce came out.
Yes.
And we all watched it. So what are your opinions on that?
I loved it. I think Channing Tatum did. He was amazing as Beyonce. His face was beat. They beat his face. His face was beat. His wig, I need that wig, Channing, if you're watching. That wig was amazing. His wife was really, really good.
Oh, too. My gosh. Yeah. Genuine's
Pony. Yeah, she did a really good job. And I really loved it. I think it was so good. His outfit was off the chain. I'm like, Mister, I need to pull that. So where did he get that from? Yeah, it was really good. I loved it. And I'm so happy for LL Cool J and Chrissy Teigen.
Chrissy Teigen?
I'm happy for them that they have this new show on Spike, Lip Sync. And I'm going to be watching it. I just found out about it, and I'm going to be watching it. Yeah. I'm really happy for LL Cool J and that he has his new show or whatever. But I loved it. I think Channing did a really great job, and he nailed it. The dance moves, everything.
Oh, that's great.
His outfit.
The fashion was just off the chain.
Yes, the fur piece. I love a good fur.
Oh,
the
my
fur
God.
Piece that he came out with, the wig, his makeup. Then Beyonce came and killed it, of course, bowed down to Queen Bee. So,
yeah.
It was amazing. I loved it.
Yeah. They've done a lot of great, like, they've had a lot of great impersonating song, like,
impersonations?
Yeah, I guess, impersonations on the show. Mm-hmm. One of my favorites was when, was it The Rock? Remember when The Rock came on mm-hmm. and he did, oh my gosh, Shake It Off. Was that
Mariah?
No! Taylor Swift. Oh my God, he killed it. You have to see it. You have to look it up and see it.
I love The Rock. He's so gorgeous.
Yeah, I know. And so now I think this beats, for me anyway, I feel like this beats The Rock. Like for a long time, I was like, no, nothing beat like his interpretation, his lip sync battle.
What I love about this show is the fact that they get so into
the character.
The performance, the props, everything, the wardrobe. I think like it's amazing. Like that, whoever came up with the concept, it was a great idea to like really just nail it. And the fact that they bring on the actual celebrities just genius. I love it.
It's
so good.
It was fun. That particular show, I feel like, was really, really, really fun.
That's good. Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna wrap up this portion of the show, and but. Also part of our show, as we mentioned earlier when we started, you know, we're going to have our Hit the Quan Challenge. And so we're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we will come back with the designer feature, the news and events for the week.
Eclad is a boutique for luxurious handmade goods. From jewels to leather to fashion accessories, our merchandise is 95% handcrafted, made from the finest of materials from across the globe. Exceptional and brilliant quality is the absolute standard here at Eclad. The majority of the items we carry are one of a kind and completely unique, with only a limited number ever produced. Our collection is diverse, offering you a plethora of accoutrements to select from. The decor of our boutique is both contemporary and elegant, a unique fusion of an exclusive and indulgent shopping experience coupled with New York's social scene and lifestyle. We invite you to come experience our 57th Street Oasis. But if you're not in New York, just head over to eclad.com for your one-of-a-kind, beautiful, artistic find. And remember, love life and wear it well.
And welcome back, guys. Today we're talking about the designer feature, which is the rope anchor necklace by Sarah Cavender. I am wearing it today, and it is a long twisted mesh rope chain. It's got an anchor pendant on the bottom, if you guys can see it on Periscope, and it comes with a size adjuster in the back, so you can make it as long or short as you want. And the chain is about 36 inches, and the anchor length is 3.5 inches. So it's definitely a big statement anchor piece. You can really see it. And it's handcrafted and detailed. It's perfect for our challenge today. I feel like I'm wearing like a gold chain, kind of. As close to a gold chain that you can get as B-clad.
Now she's in character.
Exactly. So, you know, it's perfect for a casual look. You can just throw it on. Super easy with anything because it's a neutral. And you can get it at eclad.com.
Yes, you can. And make sure you go pick that one up. And all the other pieces, too, that you find there.
Everything.
And just click on everything. Put it all in your cart.
Right. Okay, so we're going to move right into our news. So in today's news, according to Bloomberg Business, there's a growing number of merchants expected to quit paying their debts this year. Despite a late surge in the holiday sales that everyone's been talking about, remember we reported on it last week, companies like Nine West, J.Crew Group Inc., 99 Cents Only Stores, their debt fell significantly last year.
99 cents
stores? Yeah, because I'm going to explain it and then we're going to. So they're all struggling over this debt, and you know they. Basically, they took on leveraged buyouts years ago. Before Obama came into office, there was like all these, you know, businesses that were just sort of suffering and struggling. Yeah. And so like, the investors bought out a lot of these companies, such as the 99 cent store. Mm. And so now, you know, they have to pay back the debts. Mm. And so, you know, they've been paying, but like the past 2 or 3 years, payments on the on-time payments have become less and less, and now it's getting to the point where they can't even pay debts. So basically, according to Bloomberg, their bond prices have plummeted. So the investors that have invested, now their bond prices have plummeted, and in some cases, to as little as 25 cents on the dollar, as investors brace for the possibility of defaults. Mm. So they're really, you know, biting their tongue because it's like no one can afford to pay back their debts. The industry has been limping along for a while now due to a variety of forces, and of course, the economy is one of those forces. Spending has migrated to the internet. That's another reason. Like most people are shopping online now. Sure. Lenders have turned wary, and the debt burdens of pre-crisis buyouts will make it tough to revive struggling merchants. There, beyond the retailers I just mentioned, there's also other big retailers that are struggling with this, and you know they named a few: Pilgrim's Pride, Duane Reade. That was a shocker to me.
Really? Yeah.
Blockbuster.
I've paid one of their bills before because I shop there all the time, so they cannot be in debt because they owe me.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Yes. Blockbuster, Sbarro's, Barney's, Orchid Supply, Guitar Center, Radio Shack. Well, I've been seeing a lot of Radio Shacks closing.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, there was one right near here on 57th Street that closed.
Yeah, a lot of them closed.
Yeah, so it just seems to be across the board. These are big streams. These are like big name stores, you know. So
you have Amazon, you have eBay.
And that's the thing. Amazon's, stocks, their sales are just rising, and everyone else is just like, it's like two.
We've become lazy, so now everyone just clicks, double clicks. We're two looking for bargains.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So all these defaults from last year through December 14th, they were seen to be the highest since 2009. Mm, okay. So this all according to Standard & Poor's data, and so that's where we are today with, our financial, issues within the retail industry.
Mm. Also, another issue in the retail industry. We talked about this last week.
Yeah.
But a female jewelry robber has held up 5 Southeastern jewelry stores. So on January 4th, she entered a North Carolina jewelry store at 10:30 a.m. She pulled out a gun, and she ordered a male and female associate into the back, and then she zip-tied them. And she emptied all of the showcases, and she's believed to be driving a 4-door, dark Toyota Camry with a temporary paper license plate. So if you spot that, she's also been committing a string of robberies throughout Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, Tennessee. So she's going everywhere.
Yeah.
And she's stolen as much as $4 million in merchandise.
OMG.
So yeah, what she normally does is when there's a few associates on the floor, she'll show up and tie them up. And so far no one's been hurt, but she is considered extremely dangerous. And the Jewelers Security Alliance is offering a $10,000 reward for information leading to her capture. So you can contact them at their number, head to their website, and they'll give you more information on that. And if you see her, down 911.
Yeah. Well, what does she look like? Do we have a picture?
Yeah, we do. And we will put it up. Yes. We do have a picture. We'll show it to you a little bit later. Yes. But yeah, no, we reported on this last week, but I just felt like it was really important because she's still sort of out there. She's targeting all these jewelers, and, you know, we could be one of them. So, you know, she looks
she
like...
She ain't put me in no zip tie.
No.
We will be scuffling
here's
in
the thing,
here.
Because, you know, when you see her photo, at least the photos that they have online, she's armed. Oh. But when you first see her, she looks like your average, maybe, housewife or something like that, you know? So it's unsuspecting.
What? No, but you know what? When I used to work in retail, when I used to work in Nordstrom, that's the person that, you know, our profile of people to watch is the, you know, they look like the soccer mom. Mm. The certain, that, you know, 35 and up range. That's who you watch in the retail stores, because you wouldn't think that they were gonna steal. Like, a right. lot of times, the security guard is chasing this young, you know, urban person, and no, she's the one who's cleaning the place out.
Yeah.
Because I used to see it when I used to work there. This is back in '99. When I used to work in Nordstrom's, I would see these older women that were coming in just housewives, and they'll be stashing
That's
stuff
terrible.
In their bag, and you're like, really? So I'm like,
shame on you.
Like, I'm hitting the button. Security.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Right. So, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to move right on to the events for the week. So if you can't get enough of dancing, I'm not one of those. I used to be one of those when I was younger. Shatanya is definitely one now. after today's show, you can check out a cool event happening tomorrow.
Tomorrow, as in when they hear it. Not
right.
tomorrow.
Yes. Yes. So Periscope viewers, not tomorrow as in the 9th, but tomorrow as in the 14th, correct?
Yes.
So tomorrow as in the 14th for, you know, for our Blog Talk listeners. It's the Triskelion Arts second annual improv festival called Never Before, Never Again. I like that, actually. Mm. It's held at the Triskelion Arts Center in Brooklyn from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., and it's all about improv, as the name suggests. The event will feature artists who focus in dance, music, comedy, and so much more, so it sounds like a fun thing that you should definitely attend. And since it's improv, these are all one-time performances that you won't be able to see again, so you should definitely check it out. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thought it really tied in with today's show, And also, this is a huge thing for all of you New Yorkers. The Governor's Ball Music Festival lineup was announced today.
Oh!
So, you know, you'll be hearing this a week later, but it's still pretty early to get your tickets since... You can get them before they sell out, because normally they do sell out. And we talked about this event last year, too. It's such a huge event here in New York, one of the biggest music events that comes here. And it's happening on June 3rd to the 5th on Randall's Island.
Oh.
And some of the headliners are Kanye West, The Strokes, and The Killers. Oh. And then other people that will be there will be Beck, Robin, Death Cab for Cutie, M83, Haim, and Churches, which are all bands I love, so... Maybe I'll go. We'll see.
Yeah, no. Maybe we could try to see how we can cover it this year. We tried to cover it last year, but we decided to do it so last minute that we couldn't get anything going. So maybe we can cover it.
We have a lot of time.
I know. We do, actually. And I really am falling in love with all the new songs that Kanye's been putting out. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wasn't a big fan of his last album, but this one... Mm-mm.
I've always loved Kanye.
No, his first album I loved, and then I felt like, you know... I don't know if this was the second one or not, but the last one, I was just like, okay, it was okay. Yeah. But I feel like at least the songs that I've been hearing coming out with him lately, I feel like, oh my gosh, like, okay.
He's
really
back.
Hitting it. Yeah, he's definitely back. Okay, guys, so we are going to take a quick break, because then when we come back, the dance-off begins.
Hit the quan.
And we're going to hit the quan. So we'll be back in about 40 seconds.
Engage in style and perform in elegance at eClad's Hidden Gem Gallery and Event Space. eClad's Hidden Gem is an 1,100 square foot venue in Manhattan's premier Midtown East neighborhood that blends both contemporary style and elegance to create a sophisticated events venue. eClad's Hidden Gem provides an intimate, luxurious, and exquisite setting. It hosts everything from cocktail receptions, bridal showers and parties, to pop-up shops and product launches, art shows, photo and video shoots, and corporate style conferences, seminars, and presentations at an affordable price. eClad's Hidden Gem is located at 122 East 57th Street, New York City, 10022. If you're looking for a beautiful yet affordable venue for hire, then eClad's Hidden Gem is your venue of choice. Head over to y-cladshiddengem.com, email us at hiddengem@y-clad.com, or simply give us a call at 212-644-6445 and rent eClad's Hidden Gem today. Make it what you want. eClad's Hidden Gem.
Okay, so we are back, and so like promised, we're about to hit the quan. So I hope you guys are ready. No laughing. No, you know, well, of course, you listeners can't actually see, but by the time you hear this, hopefully, maybe we'll have like a snippet on of it on YouTube. We'll try. If not, for sure, by the end of that week. Okay, so we're gonna
hit the quan.
Our show for today. Thank you for hanging in there with us. I hope you guys enjoyed the video that we put out, and make sure that you guys, you know, join us in this challenge. Hit the quan, send us the video, and look out for our videos and let us know who did it the best. And don't forget, we're giving away a free piece of jewelry from eClad to the winner of the contest. So be sure to send in your videos. Anyway, thanks again from myself, Kaylin, and Shatanya. Have a good night, and remember, guys, love life and wear it well.
eClad is a boutique for luxurious handmade goods. From jewels to leather to fashion accessories, our merchandise is 95% handcrafted, made from the finest of materials from across the globe. Exceptional and brilliant quality is the absolute standard here at eClad. The majority of the items we carry are one of a kind and completely unique, with only a limited number ever produced. Our collection is diverse, offering you a plethora of accoutrements to select from. The decor of our boutique is both contemporary and elegant, a unique fusion of an exclusive and indulgent shopping experience coupled with New York's social scene and lifestyle. We invite you to come experience our 57th Street Oasis. But if you're not in New York, just head over to eclad.com for your one-of-a-kind, beautiful, artistic find. And remember, love life and wear it well.